Welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Winnie. I took your advice and made my clothes new again. I knotted an ordinary tank top and turned an old pair of jeans into shorts. But I still have a problem, though.
What's wrong?
I only have two new pieces of clothing. I can't turn all my jeans into shorts and not all my tank tops. I'll be wearing the same style every day, still. Plus, what if they aren't fashionable in a few months?
Okay, I guess you have a point.
It's a good question.
Yeah, you still have a closet full of clothes. Okay, you need to tell me something. What type of clothes do you mostly have in your closet?
Half of my closet is full of t-shirts. I guess I could turn them into tank tops.
Cut off the sleeves?
But then that would mean I'll have double the number of tank tops.
You'll have tons of tank tops that are normal, ordinary, and then tons that are stylish with the fringe in the front, eh?
Yeah, but it's still the same.
Okay, well, today we can actually turn your t-shirts into accessories.
What?
Accessories?
How?
It's gonna be an interesting article, so let's take a look right now.
New ideas for old clothes.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Make a cool new t-shirt bag. Fold a t-shirt in half and cut the sleeves off. Then, cut a deep half U.Into the neck area. Next, turn the shirt inside out. Gather the bottom together and tie it with string.Turn the shirt inside out again. Now, you have a cute new bag. Turn a t-shirt into a fashionable scarf. Take an old t-shirt...and cut the top and bottom of it off. You only need the middle part. This will become your scarf.You can paint some dots on it to make it look more interesting. Once the paint is dry, loop it around your neck twice.Now, you have a scarf that is one of a kind.
Word power.
Area. Area. This area of the body burns.Easily, so put a lot of sun cream on it. This area of the body burns easily, so put a lot of sun cream on it. Gather, gather, gather the curtains to one side to let the light in the room. Gather the curtains to one side.To let the light in the room. middle, middle. Debbie found her keys in the middle drawer of the desk. Debbie found her keys in the middle drawer of the desk. Dot, dot. The red dots on this dress make it look really cute. The red dots on this dress make it look really cute.
Okay, so our article begins by saying, make a cool new t-shirt bag.
A t-shirt bag.
Mm-hmm.
昨天分享了两个把衣服变新的技巧，今天还有新的招数哦。今天的第一招是把一个很酷的 T-shirt 变成包包。
Okay,
I get. I think I can picture it, but I need more information.
How? Okay. Well, the first step is to fold a T-shirt in half and cut the sleeves off. So remember, a T-shirt has sleeve, right? Actually, let's go back. When we fold something, we bend something so that one part lies on top of another.For example, if you want to make a piece of paper smaller, you can fold it in half so it fits in an envelope.
一样啊，我们今天一个一个步骤来。第一个步骤是 fold a t-shirt. Fold 这个很简单的动词，我们可以趁机把它学起来，就是折这个动作啦。当然，通常要说，please fold the paper, 就是说请你对半折啦。所以第一点就是把 t-shirt 对折。And...What do we cut off?
So after we fold the t-shirt, we have to cut the sleeves off, right? We talked about a tank top yesterday, which is a shirt without sleeves. And, you know, sleeve is where the part of the clothes where the arm goes in, right?
这边。这边就是 cut the sleeves off, 就是把袖子剪掉。通常 t-shirt 就是指 short sleeves 嘛、就是短袖的 t-shirt。当然冬天你可能会有 shirts that have long sleeves, 所以 sleeve 就是袖子啦。通常呢是复数型的。
And then our article says, then cut a deep half U into the neck area. Here we see our first word power word, area. It's a noun. Area.A-R-E-A, area. When we talk about the area of something, we're talking about the place on the surface of something. So your neck area is the surface around your neck. So all this entire area would be your neck area. Here's an example sentence. This area of the body burns easily, so put a lot of sun cream on it. Again, this area of the body burns easily, so put a lot of sun cream on it.
再来我们要在这个 shirt 上面建一个大大的 U 在哪里呢、neck area area 是个名词表示区块或是区域比如说你可以问人家说你住台北的哪一区 which area do you live in Taipei 或者啊像例句是 the area of the body 就是这一块这个部分的身体啊比较容易会晒伤所以要多涂一点防晒乳 for examplelike your nose, your shoulders, and what else? Your back, right?
Yeah, places that the sun actually kind of shines directly on top are probably places that you want to put, like you said, your nose, your shoulders, places that we also miss sometimes putting sun cream on. So when we cut a deep U into the neck area,
so
we're actually... we're actually cutting...to make this neck area bigger. So you're going to cut it even...
再大一点的 U, a deep U.
Yeah. Our article says, next, turn the shirt inside out.
Inside out? 所以文章说我们剪了一个大大的 U 在领口的部分。然后第三步骤是什么 ?Turn the shirt inside out. Inside out 呢就是里面的边外面外面的边里面、就是里外颠倒。我们也可以学比如说 upside down, 就是上面面下面下面面上面就是上下颠倒。So, turn inside out.
Yeah, and I guess...We don't really need the sleeves,
we don't,
really.
Right? No. We want to cut off the sleeves.
Okay, so now that we have the shirt inside out, gather the bottom together, which is this part. The bottom. Gather the bottom together and tie it with a string. Here we see our second word power word, gather. It's a verb. Gather. G-A-T-H-E-R. Gather. Gather means to bring things closer together. For example, take a look at this shirt. Do you see the ends? We're going to gather them, which means we're going to take these two parts.
and bring them closer. So we're going to bring, gather means to take parts and put them closer together. For example, gather the curtains to one side to let the light in the room. Again, gather the curtains to one side to let the light in the room.
Gather 是一个动词，就是聚在一起的意思。所以除了像课文一样说把这个下方聚在一块，当然人也可以聚在一起。比如说 ，friends gather together for New Year's Eve，、
嗯、
就是跨年的时候，通常就会跟朋友聚在一起，就可以用 gather 这个动词啦。所以或者是像例句啊，是说把某物聚集在一起，就是把窗帘 gather the curtains， 把它聚在一块，然后呢，光才会进来嘛。So we get some sunlight.、
Mm-hmm. So going back to our article, we need to gather the bottom together、mm-hmm. so there isn't a big hole in our bag, right? Because this isn't a bag. If I put something from the top down...
If it's not gathered...
It's just going to fall to the ground. So
right.
We can keep the bottom gathered together with string.I'll need Winnie's help to explain what string is, though.
当然，我们这里要怎么聚在一起呢？文章说你需要干嘛？你需要一条线把它聚在一起，所以我们用一条 string 绳子把它绑在一起。
Okay, so now that this is what it's supposed to look like, is this right? Can you help me gather、
yeah.
the bottom? Okay, so it's going to look like this.
一条绳子。
It doesn't really look like a bag, right?
Because it's, no.
Unless you want this to dangle out, but maybe if you don't want to, our next step is to turn the shirt.Inside out again.、
Oh.
So do you get it? We're hiding the gather.
This will be inside.
The part that's gathered.
Oh, that's cute.
Look, it's like a bag for your hand.
That's cute. 所以这个绳子就会在里面，就不会被看到。你可以想象你的包包下面刚刚像那样会悬在那里吗？因为你的绳子绑它聚在一块嘛。不过不要急着下结论，因为呢还有第四个步骤，把这个包包再一次里外再翻过来一次，这样这个啾啾就会跑到包包的里面 ，and nobody will be able to see the string.
Yeah, and look. Okay, this shirt is too small, so it doesn't really look
like a
bag.
It'll be a mini bag.
Yeah, but our article says now you have a cute new bag.
Yeah.So I can make t-shirts into cute bags, but I don't need that many bags either.
No, you don't?
No.
Okay, well, there is something else you can do with an old t-shirt. Our article says, turn a t-shirt into a fashionable scarf, like this.
No.
Is it fashionable?
有点难想象诶。当然每个人可能只有两个肩膀，你也不需要太多的包包。再来，课文要教大家 T-shirt 变成 a fashionable scarf。昨天我们看到 fashionable 这个形容词，原来 T-shirt 还可以变成很时尚的围巾，有点难想象。
It's definitely not the way I showed
you. No.
You don't just take a T-shirt and wrap it around your neck. You could if you wanted to. But let's take a look at the first step. Take an old T-shirt and cut off the top and bottom of it off.So,
we need to destroy another shirt.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to do that.
所以这个第一个步骤要干嘛呢？我们把不要的 T-shirt, 然后呢，把上面跟下方都把它剪掉。So, the top and the bottom, right? This is a short T-shirt.
Yeah, this one is too short.
所以上方跟下方, so we get, I guess we only have...The middle,、
mm-hmm.
right? What do we do have? What do we have left?
Okay, well, our article says you only need the middle part.
Ah.
Yeah. So let's take a look at our third word power word, middle. It's an adjective. Middle, M-I-D-D-L-E, middle. The middle part of something is the central part of something. For example, this is the top of my face and body. And the bottom and the middle would be like here, where your stomach is.Here's another example sentence. Debbie found her keys in the middle drawer of the desk. Debbie found her keys in the middle drawer of the desk.
剪掉了上半部跟下半部 Now you have the middle part.、
Mm-hmm.
Middle part 就是中间的。比如说、欸、人家 请别人帮你拿杯子。你的杯子是哪一个呢? Yours is not the left, not the right, but the one in the middle.、Mm-hmm. 中间的才是你的杯子。或者我们可以看到例句 In the middle drawer of the desk, 就是在中间的抽屉找到他的钥匙。
Our article says the middle part will become your scarf. This will become your、
really?
Scarf. This middle part...Again, this will become your scarf.
这个还蛮好想象的吧。中间我们剪掉了上方跟下方，中间那条长长的就变成你的围巾啦。But my t-shirt get old and less colorful, they won't make good scarves.
Well, our article says you can paint some dots on it to make it look more interesting. We have our final word power word in the sentence, dot. It's a noun.
Dot. D-O-T. Dot. A dot is a small round mark, like the period that we put at the end of a sentence. Let's use dot in an example sentence. The red dots on this dress make it look really cute. Again, the red dots on this dress make it look really cute.
Dot 在中文也很简单啊，就是点点。基本上啊，像这个点点都很安全，真的是要你自己画的话，也应该不会画错吧。所以第三个步骤啊，就是说你自己 DIY， 可以在你的 T-shirt 上面 paint some dots， 就是画一些点点啦，让你的围巾看起来很特别。我们也看到 dot 例句是说这个红色的点点在这个洋装上，让它看起来很可爱。
And we put lots of dots together. Mm-hmm. That design is called polka dots.
Oh.
Polka. P-O-L-K-A. Polka dots. D-O-T-S.
Oh, so it's not a lot of dots.
No, we call them polka dots. So all we've done so far is put dots on an old cut-up t-shirt. But how do we turn it into a scarf?
Right.
I guess you could kind of just put it on top of your...
because
it's already... it's already...together, like you don't have to like wrap it around your neck. It's kind of easy, just put it on top. But our article says, once the paint is dry, so remember, you have to wait for the paint to dry, otherwise you'll ruin your design, loop it around your neck twice. The word loop is like the word knot from yesterday. Mm. We need to know what a loop is before we can understand what loop is as a verb. Sorry, we need to know what loop means as a noun before we can understand what it means as a verb,
right? How do loop? I'm looking in a loop.
So a loop is a shape like a curve or a circle. Winnie, can you tell us a bit more about a loop?
Loop 本身是一个名词，意思就是一个 圆圈啦。比如说像我们可能走了老半天，结果发现根本就是在绕圈圈，就可以说 we're just going in loops， 就是一个圈圈。那当动词呢，就是缠绕的意思啦。So you wrap it around your neck, right?
Right, yeah. Because maybe the t-shirt might be a bit long. Like if you put it over,
it will be hanging here.
Yeah. So you'll need to do it...Twice. So to loop something means to make a loop. Mm-hmm. So after you follow these steps, ta-da! Our article says, now you have a scarf that is one of a kind.
所以最后一个步骤很简单啊，就是把它绕在你的脖子上两圈，这样你就有一个自己很特别的很特别的围巾啦。Because you have a one of a kind scarf. One of a kind 就是很特别的意思啦。Let's go to today's magic box. 帮我们来讲解一下形容词子句。
Magic box 找亮点。
Hey guys， 没错，又是我，聪明、动人、可爱的妙丽啦。咦，大家还记得上次教给各位的复合式形容词吗？就是把两个词组合在一起去形容某人事物。那今天妙丽啊，又来教大家另外一种形容东西的用法咯。不要说妙丽怎么那么爱形容东西，不是我在说，你们真的要好好学起来耶，这可是将你的话语提升到另外一个神奇的妙招啊，就跟魔法一样神奇又美丽，你知道吗？今天这个招数呢，正是我们的形容词子句啦。所谓的形容词子句跟形容词一样，只可以用来修饰名词，对于名词啊加以描述或是提供一些额外的讯息啦。I know many charms that are useful and powerful. I know many charms that are useful and powerful. 我知道有很多实用又强大的咒语啦。I know many charms. 我知道很多咒语。那是什么样的咒语呢？ That are useful and powerful. 后面这边啊，就是拿来形容前面的 charms 去形容啊，非常实用啊，非常强大的咒语啦。它其实啊，就是将 I know many charms 跟 the charms are useful and powerful 这两个完整的句子组合在一起的意思啦。听起来其实是蛮简单的，对吧？再举个例子给各位啦。I love to eat snacks that are very sweet. 我喜欢吃很甜的点心。将 I love to eat snacks 跟 the snacks are sweet 合在一起，而 I love to eat snacks snacks that are very sweet 的后面 that are sweet 一样还记得吗？没错，就是拿来修饰前面的名词 snacks 啦。哎，除了用 that， 你也可以换成 which 来形容东西咯。像刚刚的句子 I know many charms that are useful and powerful， 你就可以变成 I know many charms which are useful and powerful。哎，为了看看大家是不是真的有听懂，喵丽就来考考各位咯。我会给大家两个完整的句子，那大家呢帮我合起来，用形容词子句的方式说说看好吗？好。My brother doesn't like food. 哎，我弟弟不喜欢食物。那他是不喜欢哪种食物呢？ The food is super hot and spicy. 哎呀，那种又烫又辣的食物他不喜欢。我也不爱那种啊，就吃起来舌头超痛的好吗？好啦，大家想好答案了吗？哎，叮叮叮叮叮 ,bingo! 答案呢就是 My brother doesn't like food.That is super hot and spicy. Wow, 你们真的是太棒喽！啊，解释了这么多，真的是累死妙丽了。我想我也该走了，那就 see you next time. Bye.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, Winnie, these tips won't be very helpful if you don't remember them, right?
That's true. I did take some notes.
Did you? I didn't really see you take any notes, but
I guess... In my mind.
Okay, fine. Okay. Well, then let me test you, okay? You ready?
You have to help me.
Okay, I'll try it. So we're going to go over the steps that we learned for the past 2 days and see how much you remember, okay? Our first tip, right, was to take a tank top and knot it.
But remember we're using an ordinary tank top.
That's correct. And when we cut up the shirt, what else do we have to remember?
We have to cut the bottom of the tank tops into even strips.
Right, even strips. That's important. And I also remember turning a t-shirt into a bag. We had to cut a deep U shape somewhere, butWhere? Was it the top?
Was it the bottom? No, we want to... I think the bottom we have to gather together. The neck area.
Yes.
Right? To be an 领口. We turn the t-shirt inside out, and we have to do something to the bottom. I remember this one.
Yeah, you just said it just
right?
now.
We together.
Have to gather the bottom together so that things don't fall out of your bag. And what else? Do you remember...The scarf.
Yeah, what about the scarf? It's also from an old t-shirt.
Right.
We cut some parts off.
Yeah, I think the top, we get rid of the top of the scarf.
Ah, and the bottom.
Of the shirt, yes.
We want the middle part.
Exactly. So there you have it. These are so many ways that we can turn our old clothes into new clothes or even new bags or new scarves. So next time you throw away a piece of next time you want to throw an old shirt away, see if you can turn it to something else. That's all the time we have for today. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.
New ideas for old clothes.
Make a cool new t-shirt bag. Fold a t-shirt in half and cut the sleeves off. Then, cut a deep half U into the neck area. Next, turn the shirt inside out. Gather the bottom together and tie it with string.Turn the shirt inside out again. Now, you have a cute new bag. Turn a t-shirt into a fashionable scarf. Take an old t-shirt and cut the top and bottom of it off. You only need the middle part. This will become your scarf.You can paint some dots on it to make it look more interesting. Once the paint is dry, loop it around your neck twice. Now, you have a scarf that is one of a kind.
Area. Area. This area of the body burns easily, so put a lot of sun cream on it. This area of the body burns easily, so put a lot of sun cream on it. Gather, gather, gather the curtains to one side to let the light in the room. Gather the curtains to one side to let the light in the room. Middle, middle. Debbie found her keys in the middle drawer of the desk. Debbie found her keys in the middle drawer of the desk. Dot, dot. The red dots on this dress make it look really cute. The red dots on this dress make it look really cute.